I know many, if not most of us, have been watching the news quite avidly the last few weeks with all that's been going on in the Middle East and especially in Egypt, and how exciting it is to see a fresh outburst of freedom in a land that has known oppression since the time of the pharaohs, and especially to the way in which all this has happened, in certainly with loss of many lives, but largely in a peaceful way. Yet always with change comes fear of what the future will hold, and I hear the voices of that as well. I thought there's a story that we should know as we think about what's next for Egypt. It got a little bit of airplay just a few weeks ago, but not so much, I don't think. On New Year's Eve in Alexandria, in a Christian church, the Coptic Church is the Christian church in Egypt that goes back almost to the time of Christ. There was a car bombing that right outside the church that killed 21 Coptic Christians and was a source of great fear for the Christian community, which is, of course, a great minority in Egypt. And among those fears was the fact that the Christmas holiday, which for the Coptic Church comes later, January 6th, that would be another occasion for violence. And what the Muslim community did throughout Egypt was to surround the Coptic churches for their Christmas services with a human shield. And scores and scores and scores of people of Muslim faith surrounded Christian churches with their bodies to make sure that there would be no more violence, and there was not. And I know in recent days, there, in an effort to sort of offer a similar gesture, there were Christians surrounding Muslims at prayer. So what the future holds in Egypt and what the implications are for the rest of the world, no one really knows. But let us not doubt that there are resources within the Islamic faith for compassion and for reaching out across the boundaries that are all too often emphasized, and that those resources within the Islamic faith, and certainly within our faith too, are also the occasion for great hope in this time. So let us pray in that way.